Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Hey, did you guys hear that prostitutes are now shopping their services via Facebook?
No.
I was just going to ask about where they're at now.
Yeah, it turns out you have to pay to poke them.
Oh, dude.
That'd be a good late night joke.
Hey, you know what, Ben? I like that joke.
So, Ben, did you listen to the podcast that you weren't included in? That me and Chris did?
If I'm not on it, I don't listen.
Well, we tried to come up with some new ideas for sort of directions to take the show.
Well, a lot of people that I talk to, they not only do they say that we should have some new ideas, but we should also go back and do some of the old ideas.
Yeah, I hear there's a lot of clamor.
Like RoboChris was
exactly
a hit.
There's a lot of clamor for more things involving RoboChris and stuff involving my dad also.
Yeah, Crud's a big hit.
Hopefully
Crud and RoboChris don't start their own podcast. What do you think that podcast would be like?
I would definitely listen to that show.
Do you think they'd call it RoboCrud?
we should try to pitch some ideas for new bits that we can try to make reoccurring on this show.
I just thought of a new bit just now while I was joking around about that, where we could call up your dad and he could give us advice on like how to be respected on the streets, and we could call it Street Crud. That'd be cool, don't you think? Because your dad, I mean, I think he has respect on the streets.
Oh, absolutely.
He has some street cred.
Definitely. So there we go, Street Crud.
Street Crud, that's a good one.
An idea that that Chris had actually recently. What was it called? I'll see you in the funny pages?
I'll see you in the funny papers.
Yeah, I'll see you in the funny papers. So that's just where Chris reads the, the comics in the newspaper.
It was kind of like, it kind of reminded me of when I would read Facebook status updates.
Oh, yeah.
And then get your guys' reaction to those. It's kind of like that, but better.
You want to try to go around in round robin style and we all have to give an idea?
Or just if something comes up.
Okay.
Like, do you have an idea? What's your idea?
Well, this is one that this is something from the past that we did before, but I think we could sort of redo it. We did Creed versus Nickelback a long time ago, where you read lyrics from Creed songs and Nickelback songs, and me and Chris had to try to guess whose lyrics they were. But we could do that sort of lyric battles in a lot of different genres. You know, we could do...
That's true. I mean, I think we even talked about
it. Yeah, we could do like NSYNC versus Backstreet Boys, or, I don't know, Miley Cyrus versus... Hannah Montana. Wait, is that the same person? I really don't know.
So, Chris, you have an idea?
I'm going to read descriptions of apartments for rent.
And are we supposed to say if it's worth the price or not worth the price?
No, he's not doing this on the air. He's thinking of moving out. This is what he's been doing this whole time while we've been talking.
Does he have a highlighter out and he's circling things?
Yeah.
Well, I figured See You in the Funny Pages was such a smash hit.
It hasn't come out yet, though. How do you know it's a smash hit?
Well, it's already captured the imaginations of...
of the youth of America.
I also had an idea for a hat that was made out of banana peels, and I would call it the Banana Dana. Because it's a bandana made out of banana.
That's not for the podcast, though. That's just...
Well, we could sell it on our webpage.
Oh, well, it's for anybody who wants a stylish hat. Or a banana.
Would it be made out of real banana peels?
Yeah, that's why it sells itself.
Because then they would have to, like, if they really like the hat, they would have to replace it in a week when the other one's completely decomposed.
Well, I'm not going to tell people how to live their lives.
Well, do you spray it with something that maybe would help it last a little bit longer?
You could do whichever you want with the products you buy. I don't know.
Are as long you going as your to be selling? Green. Are you going to sell a spray that
no,
that goes along no, with it? Not with it, but like that's a good market. You sell.
I already came up with my idea. Let's hear one of yours now.
Well, this is not necessarily a reoccurring bit, but this is something I've been wanting to do for a while. This is a show that we should do soon. I've been trying to track down a lot of my dad's old bike messenger friends, and I've tracked down a few of them on Facebook and through a couple other...
Like for reals you did?
Yeah, resources. Well, one of them, this is what gave me the idea. One of them contacted me after hearing my dad on our show. I don't think he was a regular listener and then just heard my dad on one episode, but I think he looked up Crud Savage and found our podcast and listened to it and then contacted me. And his name's Desert Dog.
Is his Facebook name Desert Dog?
I haven't found him on Facebook. I've contacted him through email back and forth.
Oh, I see.
But I want to get I have like four or five people that knew my dad, and some of them still live in San Francisco and some of them have moved around, but I want to get all of them on a show together. I mean, not all at the same time, but like have my dad in one of them and then my dad in another one sort of in consecutive order and have them tell old sort of crazy stories.
That would be good.
I think that'd be a good show.
My idea is, if your girlfriend goes away for a week-long vacation without you, a good way to find out if she was cheating is to check to see if she trimmed her vaginal bush.
Vaginal? What if your girlfriend's already, you know...
completely shaved.
What if she, yeah.
Yeah, but nobody likes shaving. She's going to go away for a week. She'll let it all hang out.
Not if she's going to be by the pool.
Well, she shouldn't be dressing like a slut when she has a boyfriend in America.
What should she wear? I didn't know she went abroad first. And what should she be wearing by the pool that's not slutty? Like, what do you imagine? A one piece with like one of those skirts?
Maybe before she leaves, I'll tell her to stay away from the pool. How about that?
This relationship's going to work out well.
This is just helpful advice for the young kids out there who need help.
Okay.
Your idea.
Okay. Well, this is actually something that someone suggested, it, which is we used to do a lot more disgusting stuff on the show. I was thinking listeners could suggest things for Chris and I to smell and describe or eat and describe, and we'll get them, track them down, and then we'll smell them and describe the smell or taste them and describe the taste. And actually, I'm prepared tonight right here. I have some crickets, Chris.
You got crickets?
Yep.
I don't know. There's a box that says crickets on it.
So me and Chris are both going to eat some crickets and then describe to Ben the texture, the taste. Chris is looking really skeptical.
Now, did you get those from a pet store or did they jump out of your hair?
Chris isn't laughing because he's too worried about inspecting these crickets. He doesn't believe that it's real.
I think these are real.
Yeah, these are real crickets.
Where did you get these crickets from?
Don't worry about it,
and
bro.
I can't believe they sell them in a box that says crickets.
Is it handwritten on the box or is it like a printed box?
No, it's printed. Yeah, it's crickets. That's all it says.
Are they little, like little tiny crickets or big ones?
No, they're big. I mean, they're not huge, but they're big enough.
Are they the size of a regular M&M or like a peanut M&M?
A peanut M&M.
They look delicious.
So we have five of them here. I'll eat three. Chris eats two. All right?
Why?
Because this is the bit.
But this isn't funny.
I think it's funny.
It's enjoyable to listen to this. You're wondering, like, what the hell's going on?
Can I get sick from eating this?
No, of course not. They're edible crickets, Chris. These are made
Let me see the box.
Look at
What's this? Let's see what's in these.
Read what's at the bottom, what it says.
Sour cream and onion.
So they're flavored crickets?
Yes. They're edible crickets. They're made to be eaten.
Are they alive?
No, they're dead.
Wait, did you get those from like a Korean market?
Yes.
For real?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Wait a minute, Danny. It says right here. Not a significant source of cholesterol, dietary fiber, sugars, vitamin A, vitamin C, calcium, and iron.
I'm not saying you're
hardly nutritional. Nutritional.
They're nutritious and delicious. Well, we don't know if they're delicious. Did you just ate one? Chris just ate one. Hang on.
Did he?
I don't.
I heard a crunch.
Get up close. Let us hear you crunching it up there. Now, what does it taste like? Don't eat the second one yet, because I'm gonna eat one right now.
Does it have a true sour cream and onion flavor?
It doesn't taste like sour cream and onion.
Don't eat the second one yet.
This is just a leg.
Oh.
Now, I don't understand, though. It's a box that just has five of them in it?
I've already eaten a couple.
Have you really?
I swear.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, when I bought them, I thought it was funny, and then I showed them to someone else, and I ate them with them.
All right, now what?
So I'm going to eat one now. Now, this is a big... I mean, you can see, like, the face of this cricket. Like, it's got legs everywhere. Oh, shit, I just dropped a leg. So I'm going to eat it right now. It really tastes like nothing.
All dried out? Like,
yeah, it's dried out. It's definitely dried out. So it's probably not as bad.
Once it hits, like, your tongue and stuff, it's like cotton candy. It just disintegrates?
No, it's not disintegrating. You got to chew it. But when you chew it, it's getting stuck in my teeth. Like, it's really...
I know.
It's just in my teeth. I'm now using my tongue to try to get cricket out of my teeth.
What the hell is wrong with Asian people?
This is the pot calling the kettle yellow.
I'm like the least Asian Asian
Chris
ever,
just ate
though.
The second one.
The worst part is the crunch.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See, I don't even like dark meat chicken.
I want some
chicken.
Water to wash down.
Chris is going to get some water. Now, I'm going to try to describe it because it does actually taste somehow familiar.
Do you remember the other flavors that they had?
Let's see.
That would have got barbecue.
They didn't taste like sour cream at all.
No, the flavor's gone. The first time I ate them, they tasted more like sour cream.
It tastes like grass.
It's weird. Yeah. Yeah. A little bit. I'm going to eat my last one. It's weird because look what I'm doing right now, Chris. I'm just licking a cricket head. And it's not weird because I've already eaten two. But normally if I picked up a cricket, this would seem weird. All right, hang on.
Still got pieces of cricket in my teeth.
I know. I can't describe the flavor. It tastes like health food, like crappy, flavorless health food. It doesn't taste horrible.
I wouldn't want to eat like a whole handful. Like digging into a bag and just enjoying it.
I wonder if you guys got like the cheap brand of crickets. So like, I wonder if there's like a premium cricket out there.
I bet there's
really
some
good.
That are a lot juicier too. But anytime you eat stuff that's been dried out, it loses a lot of its flavor.
That's true.
So that's an idea.
Not that dried bull dick we saw.
Yeah, so that's an idea. People can send us suggestions for things to either smell or eat, and we'll eat them and describe them on air.
I have a funny thing to tell you.
Okay.
A while back, I had a lady with me. I was with a lady, okay?
I got you.
And
when you say lady, I think like an older lady.
I know.
And I went to the bathroom. And you know how sometimes when you just have a regular bathroom experience, some air comes out?
Yeah.
And you don't want to go walking back with air floating around in your trousers.
Right.
So I sprayed like a little bit of Lysol like right on my butt because that's all that there was, like right on my butthole. But I thought that I might get lucky, so I had shaved around my butthole because I thought like,
so weird.
Why not just have like a shiny, clean looking butthole if you don't know how the night might turn out. So then I like burned my butthole with Lysol.
Oh, because it's like all raw from the shaving.
So then I walk back and first of all, I got to wait a little while because I don't want to smell too much like Lysol.
So then you just want her to think your butt naturally smells like Lysol.
So then I was pissed off because like I knew that like my butthole had been all irritated and probably like red. I didn't want to think I had some weird butthole disease where my butthole just gets red and flamey.
Smells like Lysol.
So I didn't even get to show off my cleanly shaved butthole.
I can't imagine you shaving your butthole. I just can't imagine like, you know, like every day when you shave. It's just
well,
like
I used your razor.
Thanks.
I just imagine that when Chris sprayed the Lysol in his butthole that he like just slammed both of his palms on his butt cheeks and like reenacted the scene from Home Alone. But it was like his asshole was screaming.
Joe Pesci was right outside.
Oh my God, Dan German.
What's up, girl?
I'm like not good at anything and you're like the best rapper ever.
Nah, I gotta be modest.
What?
Yeah, even if it means I gotta lie a little bit.
Oh, so you are the best rapper ever.
Hell yeah, bitch. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Dr. Randall, because I wrecks the whores. I get next to yours and she ejects her drawers. If a vest, my spores, and she begs for more. And when it's done and said, then she's left to snore. I was born in the 80s, 19 and 4 scores. Now all the little ladies wanna jump my 4 doors. They be shaking it like Haiti, trying to make me call them boo. They be having all my babies and they taking them to school. The style sounds like a Mack truck full of rap tapes. Crash into a band camp site and hit the substrate. So get the duct tape and tape your cunt shut. I'm riding red rum roast up in this lunch rush. You call it bun fuck. But I give it thumbs up, bumping on the first set of buns with the plump humps. And in the end, I'ma say one thing. I'm in the cloud of cologne and I'm looking real clean. Tell me where the girls at with the low self-esteem. Where the girls at with the low self-esteem. Hip-hop than you, more fighting, more talk, acid jazz and punk rock. My drums are more sicker and the bass is more hot. I am smarter and I'm quicker and I'm thicker than snot. I put in more thought than a lot more rhymers, acid old-timers, naysayers, just liars. Radio players are just mistaken, you're brainier than average male or female for punk bitch order takers. So shake him away, you little duty for brains. You're not stupid or lame or even new up in this rap thing. You were not born to listen to commercials. You were not born to listen to commercials. I do not prey upon the innocent young. I do not make pretty little young things dumb. I'm in the cloud of cologne and I'm looking real clean. Tell me where the girls at with the low self-esteem. Where the girls at with the low self-esteem. When I was a child, I read XXL. I tagged on street signs and listened to LL. All that I learned is that repetition sells. Another thing I learned is that repetition sells. So listen up, kids, and you listen up well. Something you should learn is that repetition sells. If you make it work, repetition never fails. When I was a child, I read XXL. Hip-hop is dead, but that's not what I've heard. It lost its sideburns on his deathbed, but with a nice perm. Still seems to make your butt squirm. Also, it seems to still make your butt squirm. If I want ass and hip hop still works, that's proof right there. The repetition sells. When I was a child, I read XXL. Where the girls at with the low self esteem? Where the girls at with the low self esteem?
Right here.
I thought a good idea would be this one's simple, but just do true or false. Like we could say things about ourselves and then the other ones of us who aren't talking have to guess if it's true or false.
That's a good idea.
I'll go first with one.
Oh, okay.
When I was a kid, when my dad told me that Roy Orbison died, I cried. True or false?
First of all, who's Roy Orbison?
Chris knows.
Are we guessing now?
Yeah,
you have to tell me who Roy Orbison is.
I'm going
to
say...
the guy who sang Pretty Woman and a bunch of songs you've heard of.
Oh, now I know the answer is true.
Yeah, does that help you?
Yeah, it does. I actually think it's true.
I think it's true also.
You guys are correct. It's true.
Nice.
You're lucky because now you can always say, I cried when I found out that Roy Orbison died.
Yeah.
My parents...
It's a weird fact.
My parents sheltered me. They didn't even tell me that Roy Orbison had died. I found out years later.
They tried
pissed.
To hide it from you.
Why? What else is a lie, Mom?
Should we not try to go with a true or false?
Yeah, let's all try one.
This is hard because I'm on the spot.
Well, I'll give you time to think about it, and I'll do one more that I was...
Okay.
One time I was placed under citizen's arrest... from a witness, I guess, because I hit a 70-year-old woman with my car. Not like her car, but I mean I actually hit the 70-year-old woman and she did like a barrel roll over the hood of my car. Is that true or false?
God, this sounds familiar, so I'm gonna say true. I feel like I would remember it more.
I remember this story. And unless you change some minor details, I'm gonna say it's true.
It's true, and I'm proud of it. And I was always thinking of a way to get it into the podcast.
So true or false is just it was just a sort of a tool for you to be able to tell us that you cried when Roy Orbison died and that you ran over a 70-year-old lady.
Those are just two things that I've always wanted to get off my chest. So I don't even have a game for true or false. I don't give the fuck what you guys just came up with.
All right.
One time I was in Las Vegas and I was playing blackjack for like the first time at a real table. Mm-hmm. And I won a little bit of money, not much, but when they paid me out, they gave me one extra 20 too many. And I tried to act like it was cool. Like I didn't say anything about it. I was going to try to get away with an extra 20.
Right.
And I did get away and I started walking like kind of toward the door because that's where the cashier was, pretty close to the front entrance. And I heard her saying, "Hey, wait, wait, come back." And I just acted like I didn't hear. And I walked a little quicker and I was alone because it was really late at night. And I get out the door, but I am not like to the street yet. And this bouncer comes up behind me. He's like, "Excuse me." And he like actually touches my shoulder and I turn around and he was a fucking huge dude. He kind of looked like, who's that wrestler? Triple H? Wait,
yeah.
No, who's no, not Triple H. Who's the really, the Big Show?
The show.
Really, really big dude. He kind of looked, I swear he looked like that guy. And he like kind of pulled my shoulder and it was, he kind of squeezed and I felt like really intimidated. And I turned around and I saw him and he was like, "The lady asked you to stop." And then I just fucking punched him in this jaw and he knocked his ass.
I was about to tell you how horrible of a job you were doing of true or false because there were so many obviously true details except for the end where you actually pissed your pants, turned into you punched him in the face.
I'm going to say false.
I'm going to also say false. But I think that story was true up to a point.
It was all false except for the part where I beat up a bouncer.
Wow, that was a really good story. Is the none of that true, honestly?
No, none of that's true.
Oh, that, shit.
That's good.
I was watching Chris, and he had me going. Man.
He had me going until he punched him.
Well, I'm not going to play because I don't want to even try to follow that up. One time I took a shower.
That's a false.
Chris?
One time I'm sure he did.
No, literally, I mean, one time is the amount of times I've taken a shower.
You were baptized, weren't you?
Were you baptized?
No, I don't know. I can't remember.
I like when they baptize babies because that's when they've made that solemn religious decision in their lives, right after they get out of the placenta.
Chris doesn't know how childbirth works.
They crack out of it, they bite through it. Bite their way through.
It's like an egg.
Yeah.
They're in the placenta.
The placenta is like...
The mom sits on the placenta in her nest.
It's like a beanbag for the baby.
Right, until the placenta hatches.
Whatever goes on past the cervix is none of my business. Well, a little past, maybe.
All right. So, I have another idea. This is something Chris... And I came up with, it might have been Chris that just came up with it. I honestly can't remember. I feel like if I say that I had anything to do with it, Chris is going to say that I didn't. But I think Chris should read the end of popular old books or maybe even new books. Just he should read like the last page of books.
Yeah.
On the show. But we shouldn't be doing new books though, right? We should read the end of really old books.
Well, I'm not going to go buy a bunch of new books so that we can ruin them.
We can
on the
find
podcast.
Them online.
Maybe.
I have an idea where I was thinking maybe we can go back into the archives and listen to some interesting things that your dad has said, crud. And what we could do is we could Skype my dad and then ask him questions based on the same things that we talked to your dad about and see if my dad is as cool as your dad.
No, that's not bad. So we just find out like stories that my dad has told us.
Like, for example, we could Skype my dad and then see if he has any like Indian poems he can tell us. And then we'll say, "Are you as cool as crud?" And then he won't have one and we'll be like, "Nope." And then we'll have that Skype hang up sound.
And he'll be like, "You know what the red wire does when you split it with the yellow?"
Is my dad...
He's Keanu Reeves.
I was going to say Hank Hill.
I sell electronics and electronic accessories.
That's not what he does at all. He doesn't work at Best Buy.
I know. The way that you were describing it, Chris,
my impression is limited.
It sounded like he was diffusing bombs.
I don't know what electricity is.
He either works at Best Buy or he's Kiefer Sutherland from 24.
So here's another idea. This isn't an original idea, but I just think it's fun. We should play Family Feud sometimes.
Hey, you know what? We should also watch Family Feud. I think it's on now.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
I love playing the feud.
I know. Chris really is good at the feud.
When I worked at Earthlink, I worked past midnight. There was nobody calling in, and there was like a group of us that all sat around the same area, and we would play Family Feud on the internet together. It was like a real family playing Family Feud.
How do you get good at that game? Are you just good at knowing how stupid Americans would answer questions?
I don't know. I guess I like watching the game show. And I know that there's always like the oddball. You got to think about the other definitions of a word that people will mishear or misunderstand.
If you could travel to any foreign country in the world, where would you go?
Pakistan.
One of the three bears.
Yogi.
Something made of leather? Yes, sir.
A purse.
You're going to be slightly embarrassed when I finish this question. A purse! Name something made of leather that a cowboy uses. Real or fictional? Name a famous Willie.
Willie the Pooh?
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator.
Name a part of the body people dab perfume on.
Yes, sir.
On the tongue, the tip of the tongue.
Name a time that most people get up.
In the morning.
A time most people go to bed at night.
Name an occupation in which you disguise your appearance.
A doctor.
Name a yellow fruit.
Orange.
And something you might buy that could turn out to be phony.
Yeah, a horse.
The dreaded phony horse gag.
That could be a good bit where we just talk about like rules of the law that we think that we know.
We give legal advice. We got to get a sound effect though. We'll do like a commercial
or an intro or something.
Yeah, an intro, there you go.
Yeah, that's what we should do. We should take calls for people who need serious legal advice, and we'll guarantee all of our advice is accurate.
And then at the end we say, we don't get paid until you get paid.
We probably won't even get paid then, but we're definitely not getting paid if you're not.
And another thing we need to do is RoboChris. One thing I was thinking we could do with RoboChris is maybe have RoboChris sing like TV theme songs.
And then again, with the TV theme songs?
I love
TV. Can we stop doing TV theme songs?
No, I'm never going to stop doing TV theme songs.
That's what my idea is.
I love TV theme songs, and I know Ben does too.
I do.
But should that be like a cornerstone of our show, is referencing theme songs from TV shows?
I don't see why it shouldn't be. I really don't see why. I'm not trying to be like ironic by saying that.
I have a good RoboChris idea that I just thought of.
Let's hear it.
So you guys have heard about all the stuff going on with Charlie Sheen, right?
Yeah.
And apparently, I guess the rumor is they may bring in, this is no joke, John Stamos in to replace Charlie Sheen on 2.5 Men.
All right.
But what I was thinking is, why don't we dig up some old tapes of 2.5 Men, like some clips on YouTube or something, and what we'll do is we'll leave all the other actors' voices in, and then let's dub over all of Charlie Sheen's parts. Just do like a 5-minute tape with RoboChris then submit it to CBS to see if he can get picked for the job.
This is a good idea. I like
instead
this.
Of Charlie, instead of John Stamos.
Ah, this is a very good idea.
Is John Stamos going to play the same part as him, or is he going to be like, hey, your cousin Ed is going to be visiting for a while?
I think that's what they're going to do. I think they said that he wouldn't necessarily... I don't think they thought about it all the way through, but I don't think he would be Charlie's.
Because he's not going to do the thing that Married with Children does, in that the same guy always comes in. What's the guy's name, Chris?
Ted McGinley.
Ted McGinley. Right. They're going to bring in Ted. It's like they'll just bring him in and act like it's the same guy and that no one would notice.
Or you ever see when TV shows... What was the show with Urkel? What was that show called?
Family Matters.
Do you remember when Family Matters, like when it first started, they had the little black sister?
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it like that. But anyways, there was the younger black sister, and then after a certain season or whatever, she just stopped being on.
They didn't
kill her off, or she didn't go away to college because she was like 7.
They do that a lot in shows.
Here's the thing. If you have a dumb TV show like that, why not just do one ridiculous episode where something horrible happens to her, and then you guys... Like, you get the opportunity to kill off a 7-year-old.
Well, because the kind of people that would like that didn't watch Family Matters.
I watched Family Matters, and I would have liked that.
Yeah, that's true.
But you may right. not at have the, liked that when you
at
were...
At the time, I, well, if I was 10, it would have scarred me.
At the
me.
Time, I think I would have been really intrigued. They did that in Happy Days. That's the most famous one. His older brother, who went off to college, and then they just never spoke of him again.
Hello? What? I can't understand you.
Who is it?
I don't know. Some woman crying.
Hold on. Charlie!
What?
Phone for you.
Who is it?
An hysterical woman.
Are you insane? I don't take calls from hysterical women.
Here he is.
You are very insensitive. Hello? Oh, hey. How are you?
She's crying, duh.
Okay, calm down. I can't understand you. Omelette? What is omelette? Oh, I'm late. What are you late for, hon? Get him out of here.
Jake, go watch TV.
What's the big deal? I'll cry when I'm late.
Okay, are you sure? Don't yell. How did this happen? Scratch that. Okay. Just stay calm. We'll deal with this together. You didn't happen to catch her name, did you, Alan?
Alright, well, I think we got some good ideas for bits.
So do we want people to suggest the ones that they think sound the coolest?
Yeah,
or
people
how do
should,
you want to do this?
I want people, anyone listening to this should either on Facebook or just email us or, you know, anyway, just get a hold of us and tell us which bits you think we should do, which ones you would like to be the bits that are reoccurring the most. And they don't have to be ones we mentioned. They can be things from the past. But, oh, I had a couple more. You know what? Real quick. One thing we're going to do. Is past guest Tara is going to be doing her top 10 puns. Now, the reason we're doing this is because she and I both love puns, and along with a lot of other of our friends, but you and Chris both hate puns.
Yeah, we do.
I know. So
listening to you tell puns is like punishment.
So if I read the puns, it would just be hateful. But because Tara's attractive and a girl,
is she going to be in studio?
She's going to be
on. What good is she?
But you guys will at least be nice to her, and at least I'll enjoy the puns.
I'm not guaranteeing that.
But the point is, you don't have to be nice, but she'll do her top 10 puns, and then you guys will tell us how much, you'll rate each one and tell us how much you hate them, and I will just laugh at them probably. But we've been working on some, but I couldn't get her on tonight, but this is just an idea of...
But I like Tara. I don't want to tell her any of her puns suck.
It's okay. She knows you guys don't like puns. That's fine. So this is Tara's top 10 famous people made into instruments. All right.
She sent this to you?
Yeah. Usually she'll come on and read them, but I'm going to read them right now. So just to give an idea. So this is top 10 famous people made into instruments. Okay, number 10, Banjolina Jolie. Number 9, Tuba Gooding Jr.
That's pretty good.
Did she think of these?
Some of them.
Tell me which ones she thought of and which ones you thought of.
To be honest,
who came up with Tuba Gooding Jr.?
I think that was me.
God damn.
Number 8, Vidal Bassoon.
That one's stupid.
I think that was producer Brian's. But she ranked them, so these are ones she likes. Number 7, Piano Reeves.
His name's not Keanu. It's Keanu. Not Keanu.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. Thanks. But it's not piano either, right?
Why don't you just fucking make it Piano Gossett Jr. while we're at it?
Number 6. Kazuma Thurman.
Sounds pretty stupid.
Number 5. Organ Freeman.
That one's sort of funny. But not very funny.
It's no Tuba Gooding Jr., I'll tell you that
much.
You
should be rating these. Do you like that one? Just give a yay or a nay.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, Chris.
I don't know. Thumbs down.
You can do the
thumbs down. Okay.
Number 4. Humphrey Obogart.
Well, first of all, you didn't think of that one.
Absolutely, I did.
You did?
Yep.
That doesn't mean it's funny, because it isn't.
I say thumbs down.
Humphrey Obogart.
I wouldn't have thought you thought of that because of the actor and the oboe instrument. Two things I wouldn't think you'd think of.
Wikipedia was involved. Number 3. Harmonica Lewinsky.
That one's okay.
I don't like it.
I like the ones that rhyme.
All right. Number 2. Accordion Frank.
See, I don't like that one.
No, that one thinks that shit don't stink.
And number 1, famous person turned into an actor. I mean, and number 1, famous person turned into an instrument. Erica Badidgeridoo.
Yes, I understand the joke, but it's just not funny.
I still think Tuba Gooding Jr. is the best one.
For some reason, yeah, Tuba Gooding Jr. is clearly the winner.
Okay, this is my favorite one that didn't get included into it, but it was Adolf Hitler.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's good.
But it didn't make her top 10 for some reason. Anyway, I can give you some other ones.
Well, that's why you don't have girls tell you what's funny.
Guitarnold Schwarzenegger.
Guitarnold Schwarzenegger. All right, that's not bad. Now you're getting somewhere.
Donald Trumpet.
That's too obvious.
Ukulele, yeah. Harvey Oswald.
That one's too cute.
Clarinet Benning. Violin Swan.
Too football.
Bass Freely.
What I like the least is the little smile that he gives after each one, like he's so proud.
Oh, Ben, I guarantee you'll like this one. Brett the Hitman Harp.
It's pretty good.
God damn. Your face is disgusting right now. Yeah. He's laughing like an evil genius.
Well, normally I won't read all the failed ones, but I just like that list. But so usually Tara will come on and read those.
I can't wait.
But it's a good excuse to have a girl on the show. We never have a girl's voice on the show. And I really do think we need a girl's voice on the show every now and then.
Well, we have your voice.
She'd probably want to be called a woman, not a girl.
That's true, dude. A woman.
That's offensive to girls when you call
them
girls.
That's not cool, man.
This coming from the guy who just said, don't ask a woman what's funny.
Yeah. I said a woman because I respect women.
He doesn't respect their comic sense.
Or their opinions in general.
But he respects that they're women.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Do you have a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com or call at 774-633-9669. That's 7-SHODDY now.
Any more ideas? Yes. My answer is yes. We're going to have... We had Farbot on a show a long time ago.
Hello, Danny June. Oh, my goodness. I am trying so hard for Karyu. Are you with Chris? Hello, Chris.
Hello,
this
Farbot.
This is Farbot Shahiri.
It's been so long since I've talked to you.
You are give Danny June the phone, please. You can hear me, Danny June. Hello, this is Farbot Shahiri.
And we're going to bring him back. To ask him relationship advice. And Farbod's our Middle Eastern friend.
One of our Middle Eastern friends.
We have tons of friends of all ethnicities and ages. That.
Oh, and also, I know a lot of people, well, we've gotten mixed reviews about our interview shows, but some people don't like the interview shows. But we kind of like doing them. And we admit we're not great at them yet, but we want to get better at interviewing, having guests on, and keeping the show sort of still somewhat similar to our show. But having guests on at the same time, because it's interesting sometimes to have guests.
Maybe the interview shows would be better if we did some bits with them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We should try to keep them within our show instead of making the show necessarily all about them. But we'll get better at that with time.
We're going to get a Sibian like Howard Stern.
But actually, we have one guest. We did an interview. What's his name again, Ben?
Keith Ole Jensen.
Yeah, we did an interview with him that we'll be putting out soon. The atheist comedian, and I'm working on this local rapper in LA that I like. His name is Dan German, and I'm trying to get him on the show, and I've kind of been contacting him, so I think it's going to happen.
You really know Dan German?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know him, but he's from LA, and he should be coming on the show if everything goes as planned, and he might even come into studio, so.
Well, the other day when we were talking about celebrities that you've met, or I guess that was a while ago, why didn't you bring up Dan German?
Well, I haven't met him yet. I've just been emailing with him.
Well, that's kind of a run-in.
That's true. Well, there's a lot of celebrities that I've met.
That you email. I email celebrities all day long.
No, but there's a lot of celebrities I've met that I didn't bring up. I mean, we could have went on with that list.
I could list a lot of celebrities whose mailboxes I've shit in.
Do you remember when they used to have... like little books or whatever, and they would have famous people's addresses so you could write them letters. Do they do that now with email addresses?
I think they do. There's sort of like a way to contact celebrities book that I should try to get my hands on that so we can start trying to book guests.
Have you guys ever written a letter to a celebrity when you were a kid?
Not when I was a kid, but recently I try to get people on the show all the time. It just usually doesn't work.
Sounds like you might have another true or false on your hands, Ben.
True or false. When I was a kid, I was super into the movie Top Gun, so I wrote a letter to Tom Cruise, and then some years later, because he's so busy, he sent me a autographed headshot from Days of Thunder. True or false?
That is true 100%.
That is 100% false.
And that is 100% true.
Wow!
Yeah. I don't know what I did with it. I wish I still had it.
Oh! Man, you know what? I'm sorry. I still have one more idea. This wasn't my idea.
Cool. It'll probably be good.
This is from... We have a... I think our youngest listener is like 14. And his name is Jacob. And he sent me an email. He sent me a few emails here and there. But he had an idea.
That's actually Chris Hansen.
He sent me a couple ideas. But actually, Chris, go.
Apparently, he's just baked some Toll House cookies.
Chris, can you go try to see if we can get producer Brian to come in studio?
Okay.
So, Jacob hasn't wrote me a script for what he thinks it would be like if if I ever shot a porno because I'm a FedEx guy.
We haven't had producer Brian on.
I know. We haven't had anybody here forever. But so Jacob wrote a letter. I wrote me an email, but he wrote a script for what he thinks it might be like if I was in a porno. So Chris, can you read you read
the stage directions?
Yeah, the stage directions, and me and Brian will play ourselves, I guess.
Okay. It starts on a warm, sunny day in California. A FedEx delivery man walks up to a house and knocks on the door. The resident answers.
Hello, how may I help you?
Yes. I have a special delivery for producer Brian.
Zip. Thud. Thud. The sound of his balls hitting the ground. Why are they so far away from each other?
You have to keep reading.
Oh. Then I think you know what happens next.
And scene.
I bet he fucks Brian.
So now read the cast.
Cast. FedEx delivery man, Danny Savage. Man in house, producer Brian. Thank you. Have a nice day. I like Brian's acting style. That's like if George Clooney were in a movie and he's like, hello, how am I help you? I don't know. After every line.
I'd be more comfortable doing that than...
Brian would actually be...
Brian said he'd be more comfortable getting fucked by Danny than doing what he just said.
I think you misunderstood him. He means actually being the delivery person that does the fucking.
Oh, well, that's much better.
Anyway, in the movie. Yeah. So, all right. So there you go. Thank you, Jacob. And again, spread the word to all your, I don't know, what grade are you in at 14?
I don't know.
Are you 8th grade or 9th grade? Either freshman, way, either way, grade? Spread it, spread the gospel of Shoddy Radio to all the other 14-year-olds.
Tell
know.
All the girls about us.
All right. Well, thank you, Brian. You're excused now. You can go back to editing.
Hey, guys, listen up. Speaking of producer Brian, you know that character who's just in here?
Yeah, he just did the acting for this. I remember.
I hacked into his mainframe on his computer. And it turns out our friend Brian is writing a movie script all about his life and adventures.
A script of his own.
And it seems like if it's not a direct documentary, it's very closely based on his real life experiences.
All right. Well, can we read it?
Yeah. He's not finished with it. He just wrote like a few little pages here and there. But
okay. Well, maybe we could. Can we? Can...
Yeah, I've got one page here. If you want, maybe we could act it out.
Okay. Can you email it to me?
Yeah.
You already did?
Clickety click clack. Okay, I'll read the stage notes like before.
Okay.
Okay, it just says at the top, Brian and girl at copier convention. Miles Davis plays in the background. Brian sits at a bar. A woman approaches.
Are you here for business or pleasure?
I like to think my business is pleasure.
Huh, you certainly have a way with words.
Well, when your business is copy machines, words just come naturally.
I thought you said your business was pleasure.
Oh, well, yes, that's right. What I meant to say was copy machine repair is my passion. I have a lot of passions.
I'd love to hear all about them, in detail.
Don't worry, you will. And that's all he wrote.
What's the name of this? Does it have a working title?
Yeah, I think... Oh, wait, here it is. Paper Jam. And I think he means jam, like crazy fix you might get yourself into.
Oh, that's clever. All right, well, so this... Maybe this can be a reoccurring bit.
Yeah, this sounds interesting. Into
it, you have his password, right?
Yeah, I hacked into his mainframe.
Right, so you can keep hacking in, and as the story progresses, you can keep reading.
Oh, yeah. I can hack in anytime I want.
Hopefully he does, as our producer, he doesn't ever listen to any episodes.
But he never pays attention when he produces us.
That's true.
He's always so focused on producing.
And booking new guests and things of that nature. Yeah.
And smiley glad-handing.
Uh-huh. He's more worried more about sponsors. Speaking of, Chris, you great job in Manhattan.
Oh, we didn't talk about this earlier?
We did talk about it. I'm saying the money has been rolling in.
Oh, God, dude. Did I ever tell you that I took all the feathers out of my mattress and replaced them with $100 bills?
What kind of mattress do you have that has feathers?
And did you take them out one by one?
I'll tell you what kind, a green one. A green kind.
So, but yeah, nice work.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Because it's just nice to be finally, you know, getting paid for what we're doing.
We're getting paid in the shade.
And getting laid.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're finally in the black. And the question is, how much more black can it get? And the answer is none.
Is in the black good or is it in the red?
No, in the black is good. In the red, it means you're not doing good.
Really?
Yeah. That's what it means.
Once you go black, you never go back.
Well, hopefully we'll never go back.
All right.
Well, another thing, black don't crack.
All right. So let us know which of these segments you think will be the best segments.
And that thing about Brian's movie script, that's not a segment. That's just something that's really happening.
That's actual fact. You probably will be seeing the movie Copy Jam in theaters near you soon.
And also, Paper Jam.
Yeah, Paper Jam. What did I say? Copy Jam?
Yeah.
That's another thing. That's his band. Also, while we're talking about the podcast, which we normally don't do, leave us an iTunes review. Everyone, Ben, ask them nicely to leave us an iTunes review.
Please leave us an iTunes review. It only takes, 2 minutes?
Yeah, at the most. And we've put out, you know...
Think about all the hours of free entertainment.
We're coming up. Maybe our next episode might put us over 100,000 downloads.
Really?
For every show altogether. All added up. It will be 100,000 downloads. Now, we have 36 reviews on iTunes.
If only we had $100,000 for every one of those downloads.
We do know.
How many dollars would that be?
I know. I'm saying if only we had that, then we'd not be in as good a financial situation as we are now. God, if only it was like that, that would suck.
Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing is gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart of a long lost friend gives every dark street a light at the end. I'm standing tall on the wings of my dreams. Rise and fall on the wings of my dreams. Through the rain and thunder, wind and haze, I am bound for better days. It's my life, my dreams, and nothing is going to stop me now.